Yes. We do that all the time at the University of Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, in some of the schools here, I guess I don't know what they do at Georgetown or at Howard University, but in some schools that I visited, people who have classical training have enrolled in some of the jazz courses. Lead sheet, there was a piece of music that he showed that had just some names of chords on it. It was written out, F major, E minor, and so forth. That's called a lead sheet, and those symbols are symbols. When one sees them, it's like the figured bass. When you study music, it means a certain voicing of chords. So if I see the chord E flat 13th with a raised 11th, so it would read E flat 13 and sharp 11. So E flat. If I see that, this is what I play. So I know that's what that means. And so if I see F6, I might play this, or I might play it in any particular voicing. But those are the notes I would use. Those are guideposts for in that written. There was one sheet of music that said blues, and. And the chord changes every two beats. And it was Charlie Parker's version of the blues. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So every two beats, you change chords. And if I were improvising, so knowing that those chords, what the sequence of chords is, then I can make up a melody based on that harmonic structure.